Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
In the name of Allah, Salam. So welcome, this is another episode of Lantern. So we have a new story and a lot to hear about that and of course learn about that. On the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a new story to listen to. The title of our story is The Shepherd Prays for a Sinner. There once lived a sinner in a little town at the edge of the desert. He was a cheat, a gambler, a drunk, and was steeped in other wrongdoings. People did not like him. He grew old and died, as do all human beings. So notorious was he for his evil deeds that no one came to his funeral prayers. They even refused to bury him in the town cemetery. The sinner had a son. Unlike his father, the boy was virtuous, of good character. Since no one came for the funeral prayers, the boy took his father's body in a cart to the desert, there to pray for him and bury him. As he was digging the grave, a shepherd passed by with his sheep. "What are you doing?" asked the shepherd of the boy. "I'm digging a grave for my father," said the boy. "He was unpopular with the townspeople for his wrongdoings, so I brought his body here to say the funeral prayers and bury him." The shepherd's heart melted at the dedication of the boy for his father. He took the shovel from the boy's hands and helped dig the grave. The two of them said the prayers for the deceased, and the shepherd said a prayer for the dead man. Then they buried the man. That night, the boy had a dream. He saw his father in heaven, surrounded by Allah's mercy. "Who are you, my father?" asked the boy. "God accepted the prayers of the shepherd and granted me bounties from his divine grace." The boy was curious to know what prayer the shepherd had said for his father. He searched all around and finally caught up with him. "What did you say in your prayers that earned my father the grace of God, even though he was known for his evil deeds?" "I knew your father and he had also done me wrong, but I forgave him," the shepherd said. "And I prayed for him. Oh, my Rabb, my Lord, I'm your unworthy servant. I'm only a shepherd. This man did me wrong, but I forgave him. You are the forgiver of all forgivers and provider to all the worlds. Forgive this man. Erase his sins and grant him from your choicest bounties. Find someone to forgive so that he, Allah, may forgive you."
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and this program, Lantern, is about the stories that we read and then the subjects that we take out of these stories, the religious subjects, and talk about them and try to explain about some of them, in order for us to make use of them as lessons and, benefit from these lessons in our lives. Okay, our subject for today is about the concept of forgiveness in Islam. Forgiveness is a divine word. When a person thinks of forgiving, he feels a radiance around him. Forgiveness is such a sweet and divine word that it is equal to love. The Holy Book of Quran speaks highly of forgiveness and overlooking shortcomings and divides it into two categories. The first category of forgiveness is that when a person notices a fault or shortcoming, He forgives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or humanity. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وعرض عن الجاهلين. Keep to forgiveness and enjoin kindness and turn away from the ignorance. سورة الأعراف, verse number 199. So you see that the Holy Book of Quran exhorts Muslims to adopt the habit of forgiveness and leniency. They should enjoin the inhabitants of their homes to be kind and merciful with others. Therefore, the first stage of this attitude is that when one notices a wrongdoing or fault in anyone, he forgives him or her. The second stage is even higher than this one that we talked about. The Holy Book of Quran wants to attain a status where we can see no wrong. A person at this stage perceives no fault in his wife, for example, or other members of the family, for example. So there is no question of forgiving them. And this is called forbearance and forgiveness. The Holy Book of Quran expects Muslims and human beings to cultivate the trait of forgiveness. If one notices a defect in anyone, he should forgive the person as if he is not aware of the fault. The Holy Quran asks Muslims, don't you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you on the Day of Judgment? Allah pardons those who practice forgiveness and forbearance. He forgives them in this world itself. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not expose the faults of those who turn a blind eye to the faults of others. Okay, now let's have a short break and we will be back soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRB English Radio. We are talking about the concept of forgiveness. And we're talking about different kinds of forgiveness and different stages of it. You must have heard that some persons will enter the heaven without giving any account of their deeds. Their attitude of forbearance and forgiveness is the cause of their smooth entry into the heaven. Some persons will have to account for their deeds and then they will be forgiven so that they can enter heaven. But some people will not give an account at all. Thus, the Holy Book of Quran states that if you want to be pardoned on the Day of Judgment, you too should pardon others in this world. It is these qualities that have been described at the end of Surah Al-Furqan, you know, the last 9 verses in the surah, but in different words. These verses should be taken to mean that mu'mineen should practice forgiveness and overlook shortcomings in others. According to the Holy Book of Quran, a mu'min should reach this stage. If he expects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and desires to enter heaven without having to give an account for his deeds, he should have the qualities of forbearance and forgiveness himself or herself. There is a similar phrase which is mentioned in Dua al-Kumail, which reads, Allahumma faqbil udhri, O Allah, so then please accept my excuse. This line in this application taught us by the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, conveys the third type of seeking forgiveness. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today's episode of Lantern. Thank you very much for being with us in this episode. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.